They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You may be seated. This week, many of thoughts, many of people's came through my mind, my spirit, that's preparing for today. The McGuires, we're their family. I thought of them every day this week. It's wonderful that we have a wonderful pastor and his wife. It's good to see them go and enjoy themselves after many years of service. As Brother David said, they don't really get time off. They just go to go somewhere else. Pastor, if you can hear me under the sound of my voice, hey, we miss you. We're having church, amen. In the book of Romans 1, verse 17. For therein, Romans 1 and 17. Thank you, Jesus. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Often when we think of faith, we think of things we cannot, will not, surely won't happen to. But I ask you today, before I close, have faith for the rest of the service. Amen. We're all given just but a little bit of faith, according to Scripture. It's like a mustard seed. I remember teaching Sunday school class, and we got mustard seeds, and they were like black pepper-looking seeds. If you can imagine having that much faith, you can move a mountain if you put the faith into works. I try to exercise my faith every day. Do you? It's pretty hard to exercise faith, but if you do it every day, it almost becomes a habit. How many of y'all like in the Holy Ghost like to check God just to make sure he's still watching? I do. Brother Chris said in the Sunday school lesson today that there's many times we're unaware that God is watching. He's always watching. Amen. We just forget. If you're his, he's always watching you. He's watching you as much as he could pay attention to a sparrow. He's watching you. Sparrow doesn't even have a soul, and he knows where they're at. How could he not pay attention to us? Amen. You're here today, have faith. Because you may see signs and wonders, and the signs and wonders may be with you, through you. Because we're going to close service here in just but a little bit. Y'all only sitting down to catch a breath. How many of y'all enjoying service so far? How many of y'all spoke in tongues and it ain't been a while? Amen. Maybe get a chance to speak in tongues again. I would hope you would. Leave your spirit open. Amen. Romans speaks of the faith to a faith. If you've been living for God of any length of time, I would dare say you've probably increased in faith. I'm going slow. I just want a few words today. If you've been living for God for any length of time, you've increased in faith. Is Sister Johanna here today? She's in the back. Sister Johanna got the Holy Ghost, the cutie pie that was standing like center last week. How many of y'all remember that? How many of y'all could see it? Last week, it was so wonderful that Pastor would open the church for the children. Because they're apostolic kids. They're God's children. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. Maybe I ought to have this guy here every quarter. And I thought about it. Heck, why not? We don't do it ourselves every quarter. Enough Holy Ghost in here to do that. He's just got tricks we don't have and hats we don't have. We could buy some of them. We got lights in action. But to watch babies get the Holy Ghost, I remember faith within myself. I remember faith for finances. I remember faith, and that was when I was single. I remember having faith that one day God would give me a wife. I remember faith that God would give me a better job. All the common things that we all think of when we come to thinking of faith. If you're new and you just got filled with the Holy Ghost, Sister Johanna's got a week's worth of faith. Holy Ghost faith. Not unbelievable faith, but believable faith. I have since had several jobs. I still got the same truck. It's 30 years old now. I was just thinking about that right before church. You got me here again. By faith, started again. I told God I would bring people to church in that truck if you let me get 300,000 miles out of it. I got 750 now. And I'll still bring somebody to church in it. I remember those days of faith. I remember what I thought was a big deal wasn't a big deal at all to people that had been living for God for a while. Can you elders in the church say amen? I remember when I didn't have faith for myself, but God did. I remember when I had just enough faith to tell people I had the Holy Ghost, and then I climbed to another level of faith and told people the Holy Ghost got me. I remember my first faith. I remember praying for a sick person, and it got better, but it wasn't an open that you could see. They just said, well, I feel better. Well, I don't know what that is. I'm kind of like, y'all, are any skeptical people in here? You know, okay, that was nothing. I didn't feel anything. They said they did. I didn't feel nothing. I hadn't been in church but for a while. And I was a baby in Christ and had baby faith. Just as like I was going to say, if Sister Johanna was in here, I would rather her pray for me than any one of y'all. She just got it. She's got cream of the crop, pure faith, baby faith, musty faith. I don't think she's a big-time sinner, do y'all? I can't see her robbing banks, doing drugs. I don't see that in her at all. See, childlike faith, pure faith. If you just got the Holy Ghost, you're just like Sister Johanna. You've been forgiven. The gifts of God in you are just as real and as powerful as they will be in her in time in the future. Amen? Something remarkable happened right here, right before our eyes. And I kind of wish we'd have pushed everybody out the way so y'all could see her get the Holy Ghost. Oh, a lot of children were blessed that day. But I'm just thinking about her because I seen when it happened. I was looking right in her face. As her lips began to quiver, as she began to speak in other tongues, the Spirit gave her utterance. She had stammering lips. And I was like, kids don't fake that. Amen? Kids don't fake that. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as is the glass of glory of the Lord, and changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Do you remember when you got the Holy Ghost? I'm going slow. Do you remember when you got the Holy Ghost? We have a lot of church children in here today, and y'all like 50 years old now. And 60 years old now, y'all been in church forever. Can you still remember when you got the Holy Ghost? I've been having the Holy Ghost for 26 years. And I can still remember it. I remember the overwhelming power. As a 25-year-old, I can remember it. I got numb. Because I was trying to fight what I was feeling. I remember being numb. And me just yielding to the Spirit of God. Remember, so strong, I couldn't sit in my seat. I collapsed over and fell on the floor. In my pew. It wasn't a football huddle style. It wasn't the running around the church style. It was sitting still like Sister Lois style. Fell over to the left. Rolled over on my knees. When I got up, I was under the pew in front of me. Came up, couldn't control my mouth for nothing. Felt numb like when I went to the doctor, closest thing I did when he tried to put me to sleep and remove my wisdom teeth. At that time, that was the closest thing I felt. Because all the things I had tried before that time had never put me that numb. And me still be conscious of what was going on. And I remember seeing my mom's face. I remember seeing people's face. And that was my first glimpse of glory. Personally, I came right out the street into church. And I said, it was my first glimpse of glory. Lots of you guys have seen glory on others all your life. And I know you don't take it for granted. I mean, it's not one of those things. When you see people come up and get prayed for, and the power of God hits them, and you see the glory just You can't describe it. It's very, very difficult for us to be witnesses sometimes, to go into all the world and tell people what we see in this building, isn't it? It's right in there if you never flew in a jet before. It's right in there if you never got shocked by electricity before. And if you ever got burnt or singed real bad before. The pain, the suffering, the joy, how many of y'all like Falcon Fury in the amusement park? Anybody love that? That's my favorite ride. Falcon Fury's got nothing on the Holy Ghost. Much as I drop from the sky some 300 feet in the air, it's nothing like getting ready to blast from the ground and go up 300 feet in the air. There's nothing to describe what we feel and think in our church services. And today I am glad that we are as one. I don't know how many we're in here, but I'm guessing we're over 120. There was a room that had this many people in it, if you would. It was called an upper room experience. For those of you not familiar with Scripture, it's where Scripture was fulfilled, where people spoke in tongues for the first time as a group. And they waited patiently. They waited for the Spirit of God to move. Some were probably sitting like you, wondering what's about to happen. What's going to happen to me? Church service after church service. I had the exact number before church. I think it was 152. In a row, 152 services in a row. I personally came down and prayed after I got the Holy Ghost. And now when I look back, I wondered if everybody thought I kept sinning from church service to church service. Because I judge now like most of the church people do. Going back to the altar again. What he did this week, he was just here Wednesday. What could he possibly done between Wednesday and Sunday? He's got to go to the altar and cry like a little girl again and again and again. I remember this because on the 153rd, one of the elders came and grabbed me and said, "Hey, come here. We want you to pray with us to pray for this person." It's on the 153rd. How many of y'all see miracles? You've seen them with your eyes. I remember a lady, she sat down in the front of us, and one leg was a little shorter than the other leg. And I remember the minister said, "Touch her on the head." And I'm like, "No, that's what y'all do. I'm usually over there crying like a little girl." I watch and I see, and I remember before my hand touched her head, the short leg pulled out. The lady stood up and walked. I really never touched her. I just seen that. I seen the glove. I'm like, wow. I seen the baby. Blue in church. Dead blue. Blue. And come back to life. In a man's arm. I remember him walking around the church praying for the baby. Just holding the baby, caressing the baby. And the baby took a breath of air. Baby came back to life. Grandmother brought the baby to church. The baby was struggling real bad for his life. Above all, guys, you have seen countless things like that in your life. As I was speaking and you're thinking about them, can we release that today before we go home? Anybody can pray anymore? I want us to have church today. Are you sick in your body? Do you feel real bad right now? I don't know if y'all notice how many people are carrying tissues. I'm trying to keep it off of me right now. But about 25 of y'all got the cold. I was feeling, my wife was trying to throw it on me yesterday. How would you like to leave from here feeling better? Amen. How many of y'all, we love the cold weather, but how many of y'all had a little, it's got cold, and we live in Florida? We'd be dead if we were in Michigan. How many of you like the aches and pains to be gone? Amen? How many of y'all could believe that somebody in here that's not filled with the Holy Ghost could get the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues just like you? How many of y'all would love to see, if the Lord's will, somebody get baptized in Jesus' name for the remissions of their sins? Yes? Amen? Alexis, can you guys, maybe if all of y'all want to come back up. As I begin to minister to you guys, please, if you feel led in the Holy Ghost, and you're right, we got four ministers in here. I'm not carrying the mantle. We all got the Holy Ghost. Brother Keith, I don't want to get freaky in here. It ain't going to get freaky in here. If you get freaky in here, we already discussed where you're going to go. It's the annex. It's outside the other building, and we're going to cast the devil out of you in there. Okay? Other than that, relax, because we don't have that kind of church today. I would like you to touch God and be blessed and go home. You can do it in your seat. It's free. We already took the offering up. I'm not taking up any money. Like some of you are going to give me $100 real quick and I'll lay my hand. We're not doing that. I'm just leading the service, and I would like the Spirit of God, the anointing of God, to move just as it has through the congregation. We go close service. If at any time you want to get baptized in here today, please see David. See Brother David, the guy that opened up service. If you want to get baptized today, if you want to get the Holy Ghost, see even the person next to you that got the Holy Ghost. To do this, as the singers have made their way back, to do this, we got a couple of things we got to do. The hardest one is to ask somebody to forgive you. If anybody is in here that you have a little something with, can you ask them to forgive you before we continue? We're all going to stand. It's going to be discreet. I don't want to see Brooke get up and walk all the way over there to David in front of y'all, and y'all judge her and go, oh, there's something between David and Brooke. Here we go. David's going to look at her funny when she says, I'm sorry, because you really don't mean it. Y'all know that? That's why we don't ask people to forgive us. Because the way they look at us like we're stupid. What you want? Okay. Well, when you ask for forgiveness in an environment like this, in an atmosphere like this, it's usually pretty good. Might get a tear. You might get a hug. Might be a little awkward if you need to bring your husband or wife with you. Because I think I probably got a few ladies mad at me in here. I wouldn't be surprised. So bring your husband. I'll hug him. He can hug you. But make it right. As you stand, once we ask for forgiveness from one another, I'm going to ask you to ask God to forgive you. If you can find in your heart to repent at that time, please do so. Please do so. What's repenting? Well, when you ask God to forgive you, just like you ask that person to forgive you, means you're not going to try to do it again. Through forgiveness, we're going to get something that's called joy. There's many songs about joy. My favorite one is that joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Go right back to that glory part again. Before we leave from here, I would love to think if we had a hidden camera as you exit the building, you'd have the biggest smile you ever had in your life going out these doors. Brother Chris and Brother Dave has already had a chance to say what they thought about the holidays, and I loved everything they have said so far. But wouldn't it be wonderful for you to sit at the dinner table with still carrying the biggest smile you got today, Thursday going, in front of those family members you love and you don't love? Love so much. But just the biggest Holy Ghost, oh my God, what you been doing? Smile on your face. I would love to see you leave with that. How many of y'all want to wear one of them? Only a handful of us. What does the rest of y'all need dental work? The biggest smile you can muster up before you leave from here. Like something's wrong with you when you go to Circle K after church. Like, what y'all do in that church? That kind of smile. Let's start with the forgiveness part. Husband and wife, if y'all got issues, it's okay to and say something, but on the cheek, because we're in church. None of that freaky stuff. Brothers and sisters, it's okay to hug each other, tell you, hey, I'm sorry. Brother Keith, how big does it have to be? It don't have to be a big thing. Just zero, zero, zero. Don't harbor anything. If we could go to zero, that's what happened in the upper room. All of them went down to zero. It took a long time. Most of us got the Holy Ghost in here. It shouldn't take that long. And it's okay after you ask for forgiveness to share a little love. If you can look at somebody, look around in here now while we're standing. I thought about how I was going to do this. Start looking around. Look at everybody. Everybody. So try to check out everybody. So I was wondering how would I think ask of y'all to do this. Because that person you just looked over to like that and went, oh, no, that one. That's the one you need to go to. That's the one I'm talking about. Just for that range in there. If you can't like look across their eyes and look at, you probably got, That's the one I want you to go say, hey, man. We're good with each other. You don't have to get the it's not a legal bind. We don't have a notary stamp on this thing at all. Can we do that? Just for a moment as they pray softly. Lord, in Jesus' name, I speak forgiveness in this congregation. Some of us have offended others in the congregation. Some of us have offended those in our household. God, I speak forgiveness over everyone in this church right now. Up and to include, God, there's people in our mind and in our spirit that are not here that we want to make sure we make it right. In Jesus' name. Our sons and our daughters that are not here. Our loved ones that are not here. Our family members that are not here. Our family members that are even coming, God. I speak forgiveness in Jesus' name. Lord, as you come upon us and move upon us, Lord, people may arise in our spirit. Remember, God, please help us to remember those names, God, so we make it right when we get out of here in Jesus' name. Love, Lord, I love you and I ask you, God, in Jesus' name to move for those that want to repent right now and they're sorry for the way they've handled you, mishandled you, mistreated you. As we're thinking in our spirits, Lord, some of us have held back in the last few songs we've sung, wanted to experience what was happening in here, and we couldn't because we're ashamed. Lord, forgive us right now, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, and as we continue with this service and begin to minister, Lord, that you would move on us, that we would feel liberty to move in your spirit. Some of us don't like to move. Some of us don't like to speak. Some of us don't even pray together at home. I ask you, God, in Jesus' name, that in the next few minutes, we'll feel you minister in this building like never before. In Jesus' name.